India is gasping for air. The country is facing one of the biggest humanitarian crises ever. In the last month, over 300,000 infections and thousands of deaths per day from COVID-19. The whole world is pitching in to help with oxygen, food and supplies to stay alive and well. Ike Naqvi is the founder of the Amroha International Society, and he's been a guardian angel to his local people back home. Ike, welcome to your afternoon. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Now, Ike, tell us a little bit about your background. When did you move to Tasmania?
Well, I came here in 1960 to do a geology degree at the University of Tasmania. And I did that. I did two degrees here and one in Canada after that. So I came from a town called Amroha in India, which is 120 kilometers northeast of New Delhi. And India's most populated state, I might add, Uttar Pradesh. And I came here by a boat to Devonport and Devonport to Hobart. And all I could see were sheep. So it was a complete shock to me that where are the human beings?
Is that right?
But I loved Hobart the day I arrived here. And so I've been here. As I said, except 5 years, I did go to Canada in 67 and came back in 71. And Amroha International Society started in 2002,
And that's the charity you started here in Tasmania.
Well, I've been involved in charity all my life as a volunteer for quite 20 years. And just telling your
wonderful producer, Mashuka.
Mashuka, that's a lovely name, by the way.
It's beautiful.
Both in her surname, both in my own language, it's nothing but romantic. First name is beloved, and the second is smiling face,
tabassum. Which is exactly what Mashuka is.
What she is. So I was just telling her how important role Bangladesh played in my fundraising thing. I was in Canada in 1970, there was a terrible tidal wave, and about 1 million people had died. And you know, when we see tragedy, we feel sorry for people, and that's where it stops.
It is, and you it's know, because sorry. That helped.
But one night it happened. I was in Calgary, Canada, Alberta, and one night a part of me asked me, "It's all very well to say that you're sorry, but what are you doing about it?" So until then, I was very involved in international festivals I used to do. I love interaction between various cultures. And so I finished up raising for HOFA Alberta. We raised $88,000. Now, if you look back, 1970, there was a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. A lot.
So Bangladesh has got an important role in my life as a fundraiser. And then I've been to Bangladesh to look at some of the projects that I came back in 71. I got involved with Freedom for Hunger, then I was with Save the Children and Oxfam.
Yes, and for a very long time.
So I've been involved with that. Mm. But one of my desires always was to help the people that I, from my own hometown, and which is Amroha. I've raised millions of dollars over the years for these other places.
So what are you hearing is happening there right now? What is the situation in your hometown?
It is really sad because you know, we it's quite interesting. I launched this appeal, Amroha Food Appeal, on the ABC in May last year. And it's quite incredible that I'm relaunching this appeal again today on ABC. What has happened? I was thinking of phasing it out. Ramzan, which is a Muslim festival, I thought Eid is on the 15th or 13th, I think, next month, or this month, I should say. Yeah. And I was thinking of phasing it out and go back to my normal thing, which I do, which is eye camps and scholarships.
Yeah.
Health and education is the area that I have all my life been very interested
in. But you couldn't have foreseen what was going to happen, could you?
What had happened last year, I had just come from India in January. In February, this calamity happened. So I could picture the faces of people who are starving. And for a few days, I had problem going to sleep because I could see those rickshaw pullers. Some of them I had a ride on, and they're starving because, unfortunately, this bloody lockdown, it starves them because they raise enough money to put food on the table.
Yeah.
And in lockdown, they're not allowed to go in those alleyways to sell their products.
So do you still have family you're in contact with?
I do have. In fact, not one member of my family, not every member of my family has got somebody who's got COVID.
Yep.
Would you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Every member of my family. Mm. So it's directly affecting me.
Yep.
But they, when you're middle class, you deal with it.
Yeah.
You get ill. You can get oxygen. My own brother has got been on oxygen for 2 weeks. But the poor, they can't afford vaccination. Yes, my sister got vaccinated. She paid money.
Yeah.
But the poor, they're the ones who suffer most. And I've heard that the situation is much worse this time because they whatever money they had has been very poor anyway. The economy has collapsed in India anyway.
Mm.
No building are made. These guys can't use their rickshaws, bicycle rickshaws and so on. So the means is starvation.
So what are you hoping to do with the AMRO?
Well, what I'm hoping to do is write to my donors who paid last time.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a website, amrohainternationalsociety.com. And there's a PayPal, people can do that. I'm already receiving donation because we also have on Facebook a page of the AMRO International Society. People are obviously seeing some photos I have of the people who are receiving food bags.
Mm-hmm.
What we've been doing since May last year is give food bags, enough food for 4 people to last a week. Then we go back to the same people. We don't go everywhere because the problem in India is so, you can't help everybody. But what we try to do is get the most poorest of the poorest and we just stay with them.
Yeah.
We feed them rather than scatter again approach, which
isn't working.
So we have been giving to people every week when the food runs out. We go back and supply them again. In the meantime, there are no doubt some people do get some jobs so they can put, so they get out. We get some new ones in.
Yeah.
So we've been consistent on that, and that's how we're going to keep doing, unfortunately.
So for those Tasmanians, the AMROA International Society is a registered charity. For those Tasmanians who would like to help, Ike, just a reminder, where's the website? How can people give?
Yeah, it's AMROAInternationalSociety.com is the website. One thing I can assure to people, and I've been here a long time, so people know me. All the accounts of the AMROA International Society are audited and given to the government. And I give a guarantee that not 1 cent goes on administration because I bear the cost myself.
Well, Ike Navki, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat. You're doing some incredible things, and we can only send our love to those, our Indian brothers and sisters, who are just doing it so incredibly tough. I'm going to play a little song called Brothers in Arms, which I think is appropriate under the circumstances. Thanks for coming into the studio, Ike.
Thanks for inviting me.
That is Ike Navki, who is the founder of a wonderful society called the AMROA International Society, doing what they can to assist the people in Ike's home area in India.